It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, Glenn Beck's doing a great job of flushing out the rats. And my job is to flush you out of your comfort zone. That means your imagination. Flush you out of your head so that you're not your thinking. And the reason why I say that, because that's a very strange thing to say to start a program, but it's the whole secret of life. It's contained in that, somewhere in that message, if I get the opportunity to explain it, and as I will tonight in as many ways as I can, is the secret of life is to not be your thoughts, to observe yourself as if you were somebody else. It's almost like schizophrenic, isn't it? But you cannot be fused to yourself like a person lost in a movie theater. I can watch people. I haven't been to a movie for a long time, but I see people transfixed, literally not in their seats, but they are physically in their seats, but their mind and their soul sort of is surrendered to the images on the screen. And but likewise, are you surrendered to the images in your head? And you never draw the same breath as long as you live. And about the only same breath you'll ever take as long as you live is to realize at this minute that you haven't taken the same breath as long as you live. And if you have, you doubted it. You thought, well, there's something wrong with me for feeling so weird. Weird is the feeling you get when you first start. But there's something about this that I want to share with you. And this knowledge, and I think Jesus named it, I think he was the one that quoted this, but he said to be in the world but not of it, that's what I'm talking about. So I said I would start the program off without my pontifications, and I will this evening, if you call early. If my lines are blank when I come out of the break, I'm liable to launch into all the things I want to talk about, which may have a lot of interest to you, but it's always better said to someone who calls and says, I got a problem, and I don't know how to deal with it. As a matter of fact, in this country, we are divided, and will always be divided. But it's not what you think. It's not black against white or green against pink. It's the good of every race and color and creed pitched against the evil of every race, color, and creed. That is what is afoot. And so I'm going to teach the good people who do not know how to deal with the bad ones. For instance, you may have a mad parent, teacher, psychiatrist, a doctor, lawyer, crazy friends who look like normal. They help you feel normal when you're not. Make you feel okay when you're not. Anything that makes you feel okay when you're not is very dehumanizing and crazy. And when people like you or people like I'm talking about, it's not you, are confronted by this sort of thing, they get angry, and they have the power to make you think there's something wrong with you for seeing something wrong with them. And to deal with that takes a certain amount of inner strength. And where you get this inner strength is from God. And all the praying, all the mantras, and all the reciting of the Holy Writ will not get you there. But I will. I can and will, if you will. So here's the phone number. I'm the biggest liar that ever lived, or I'm just, spoofing you, or I'm telling you the truth. Go check me out now. Don't ask somebody. This guy made any sense? Decide for yourself. You're a big boy, big girl. You can decide for yourself. The number is 800-866-8883, and I'm waiting for your calls. 800-866-8883. Call 9 to 11 West Coast time. I would like to take calls all this evening, so if you can call right now, I will go into my song and dance. It is very helpful for me to pontificate, more helpful if you just give me a problem to dissolve. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Ah, here I am. You know, I born in England, and I never became an American citizen till about, I think, 15 years ago. I've been in this country for 58 years, so why did I wait this long? Oh, I never said this on the radio before. I thought I'd say it now. I saw America becoming a communist country. I saw it beginning of the early 60s, and I said so. I was caught in the crosshairs of what everybody experiences now that has any worth, if you know what I mean. Where you see people, good people, being degraded, and the worst kind of scoundrel extolled as virtuous. And so I saw that, and I was all alone. There was fairness doctrine at that time, so there wasn't any commercial radio. It was just me, and I, for a little bit of money, I was able to fill the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles with, you know, God knows how many thousands of people it would hold. It would be a turnstile, and everybody come in. But for some reason, I became a target, just like anybody that's decent is a target today by the scum of this world. And I couldn't understand it. I said, why is it that I'm on the radio sharing knowledge I've gleaned for the past 7 years that I worked as a therapist in the Institute of Hypnosis in Houston, Texas, a kind of a nice place on a posh avenue. But I worked, I started that organization, the Institute of Hypnosis. But after a while, I began to realize that the whole world was hypnotized. And that the reason for that is that somehow they'd lost their way, their faith. And the difference between being mesmerized and not knowing it, but thinking you have conflicts and not understanding just the idea you have conflicts and you are shaped into the image of your father who's a drunk, or your preacher father who's a drug pusher, or you become a musician because that's the model you've shaped yourself after, and that sort of thing. So you are actually, I saw replacement people, like typecast people, and there wasn't any individuals. It was just a few individuals, and they were scorned. Most the individual is scorned by the multitude of the out individuals. And most of you, whether you like to believe it or not, are out individuals. You're not in, and you're not informed. Your information is out formation. So there's very little spirit in you. Even if you're good. Because the good is simply a compensation for bad. Not that you're bad, but bad has got inside you. Now, who hasn't had a mad parent, or both parents crazy, or one parent driving the other parent crazy until they blow their brains out, and they turn on you and blame you for killing your father or your mother, or usually it's the other way around. And when, you know, mother's killed father, I mean, drove him mad up the wall, or driven him into Alzheimer's or whatever, or drugs or alcohol or what, other women. Who hasn't had a mother like that, or a father that's a beast and abuses you? Well, or parents who tiptoe around each other, so they're both liberals, and you're just a syrupy home with nothing there. And so you see, who hasn't been to a school and been bullied by the teacher and indoctrinated? Because that's very common. It wasn't in my days, but it is these days. And I was talking to you about my reason for becoming an American citizen late. And let me go back to it, because my experience with people led me to give up hypnosis in favor of religion, or, well, not religion as per se, but Judeo-Christian ethic is the ideal, or the written ideal, in paper, on parchment, or on the walls of the courthouse wall, you know, the courthouse. And but it should be inscribed in the heart. And the reason why Moses inscribed them on stone, because they, with all the miracles that God had wrought, the Dead Seas and the pillars of fire and the liberation from Egypt, they still couldn't believe it. The hypnotic stage of life, or sin and hypnosis are two of the same things. Hypnotic state is where others control you other than you. And you do not know you're being controlled by others. In the hypnotic state, the person who is remote controlled does not know that other people are controlling them, or society itself, circumstances, people, places, and things, and that others can manage to understand how to utilize those people, places, and things to control your entire life. Now, I didn't become an American citizen until I absolutely saw that, first of all, I saw that this was happening, and I didn't want to become a part of a communist country. But then I realized I couldn't go back to England, because it already was. It's already, you know, it's already a socialist country, and it wasn't the England I left. I left England when it was decent. It was brass bands and generals, but it was decent. It's just us after the war. And I went to Africa, and then I came here. Then I decided I would become American citizen, because there's nowhere else to go, and I have to take a stand with you. That's what I've been doing for the last 49 years on radio. This is my 49th year. Now, Glenn Beck, I really appreciate. He doesn't know who I am, I don't think. But he flushes out the rats. He's very brave, because they could kill him, or something could happen to him. And same with me, because this is the state we're living in. We're living in a corrupt country with corrupt people running it. And but how did it get that way? I saw that, this is what I saw. I saw that Christians weren't Christian enough. That they thought themselves Christian. Not that all Christians like that, but all too many Christians were robots. I have people who follow me I call them Roybots, because they have me on a pedestal. They've escaped from the indoctrination of their religion that was shoved down their throats and didn't work, and here they hear me, a nice fellow with a nice voice on radio. I think it's nice. And they latch on to me and put me on a pedestal, which is not a good thing to do. So I warn you, please, I'm just an ordinary fellow with extraordinary ideas. And as I said a few moments ago, and I don't want to stray from my point, Glenn Beck flushes the rats out of hiding. He's done a wonderful job, and he's in danger. And the rats are everywhere, in the media everywhere. It just, I mean, today, And I'm going to come back to the point, but the president, so Sunday it was, actually. Wasn't it Sunday? Yeah, Monday. Is the day Tuesday? Yeah, it is. Today's Monday. See, I told you, I don't even want a year, but I'm in sometimes. It was Sunday when the president gave a talk to Notre Dame University's graduating classes. And what I saw was the admiring students in Notre Dame were the third generation of communist elitists, you know, ready to become governing bureaucrats. So there's a certain class of people who know how to manipulate and keep people poor and broken and keep robbing the rich to feed the poor. So there's more of them than there is of us. And pretty soon the poor people, you know, broken people, very broken people, kept broken and broken and kept broken. Well, just, you know, where will they go to? They're broken. They're lost. They have to government to the people that break them. We all, and in real life, you'll see the same thing happening. Those who break you, you embrace. You embrace the very things that kill you, i.e., if there's such a way of saying it. For example, the addict embraces the pusher. The pusher is killing him slowly. Right? Your food is killing you slowly. But there are plenty of people who will serve this kind of food up to you and encourage you. And you will embrace them, glorify them. Music can do the same thing. But everything improperly used, of course, music, everything can be properly used. Not everything. Marijuana and drugs can also be properly used, I suppose. You know, if it's with medicine, it could be used. But not as a recreational drug, which is to really as an excuse for running away from the rotten scumbag you really are. And you don't see it. And so therefore you belong to a class of people who are perverted and will do everything for pleasure, no matter who it hurts. And what the outcome, the only thing you live for is the pleasure of escape from the pain from the rotten bugger you really are. Okay, so now, having said that, I've endeared myself to all my friends out here. But you shouldn't be upset, because how many people out there are upset right now? Come on now. Are you upset? And I tell you why I asked the question. Because you've identified yourself as one of them. Now, that doesn't mean to say you're rotten all the way through. It means you're rotten partly the way through. And you don't know how to get out of it. So if you will just change your attitude and stand back from your thoughts and say, why am I resenting Roy Masters? He hasn't done anything to me. He's speaking to an audience. And am I being rude to my audience? No, I'm just saying certain people are that way. And if you get upset, then you must identify with that. Or you're very defensive. And therefore, if you're defensive, you're protecting those kind of people. You belong to that class. But maybe you belong permanently. Or maybe you just belong temporarily and you would love to get out. You'd love to find the way back to what it means to be a little child, innocent. But not with the kind of innocence that could easily be broken and torn apart, but one that can stand its ground and take its place in the world. All right, now, can you play that commercial for me while I sort of sort a few things out? The one that was, the 1 minute one.
Are you ready to take control over your life?
Before I got involved in doing the observation exercise, I used to go to a 12-step group. I don't go to them anymore because I discovered that they're basically worthless, because all I'm doing is talking about my past. Since I started doing the exercise, I barely think about the past anymore. It's going away. But even in those periods when I used to go to these recovery groups, it seemed like the longest period of time I could ever go without backsliding would be like 3 months. This time, I don't feel guilty about what I did. I understand what I did. This type of an incident in the past would have put me in a depression. I would have stopped working, just created more and more pain for myself. You talk about how you effortlessly will leave these things behind, and it's so true. It's so amazing.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Learn how to deal with stress properly. Visit FHU.com.
Okay, now here I am, ladies and gentlemen. 800-866-8883, if you're listening right now, you could call, and it's 9 to 11, West Coast time. So if it's that time, wherever you are, regulate the difference. And just give me a call, 800-866-8883. That's the live time, and the rest is refeeds. On Monday through Friday, and West Coast time, remember that. And I want to remind you that, and I think you may want to come if you can afford it, if you can afford a vacation, if you can afford a hotel room for $200 a night, you can afford $500 a day for 3 days to come to the seminar in 4th of July. And I'll spend 6 hours a day with you, and I want you to bring me your illnesses and diseases. Don't bring me nothing. Just don't come for entertainment. I want those of you out there who cannot get any relief from anyone but kind of like where I'm coming from and have a sense that maybe I can help you. And I'm helping you a little bit now, but maybe I can help you more in person. That may be the case. I have actually helped many, many, many people just through the radio. But never mind, some of you may need a little extra help. I have a physician coming with many of their patients to the seminar, so we'll have actually more than one doctor coming, medical doctors. They see the value in what I'm doing. As a matter of fact, if the insurance companies would just hand out some of my CDs or the coping strategies to veterans, and people would listen, assuming that 85% of the people in the country don't want their illnesses and sicknesses and suffering and their depressions, they won't have them anymore. It's that simple. So I'm offering it to insurance companies. I don't know if I want to even charge for it. I just want to see my country get better, because if you don't learn to deal with the stresses of life which are imposed upon you, you won't see what's coming. You actually cannot. I told you, you're embracing the things that kill you. Even the cures kill. Even your medicine. You may find yourself going to a doctor perfectly healthy with some little thing, and there's nothing wrong with you, but they'll diagnose you with something, and pretty soon you get convinced to have an operation or to have some invasive surgery, and they'll put you on some medication, and pretty soon you have a disease you didn't have before. That's going to happen. And Medicare and Medicaid is going to nationalized medicine, socialized medicine, will be like that, where you will not get better. That it will manage disease, manage illness, manage care that way. But you will be crippled. You will become you will be on legal drugs, all designed to take a little creak out of here and a little pain here and a little anxiety here and there, when you could have managed it yourself just by stepping back and being human, becoming objective, the way I said in the beginning of the program. And so I warn you, You do not see what's coming, but I do. So when it gets too late, I will disappear, find some cave somewhere, and just leave you to your suffering. Until they get me, for some reason they will. Glenn Beck's right. You have become a communist country. You don't even know it yet, do you? But anyway, I would be remiss if I didn't say something about that, because after all, I'm a talk show host. But my main theme is to help you with problems, but especially with stresses, but especially with the kind of stress that's coming upon you right now. Because, you see, the people who stress you in your personal life delight in it. And they delight in the confusion they sow in you. Because it's the kind of confusion that separates you from your sovereignty and your sanity. And converts, transfers the source of your loyalty from the source of your loyalty within to that which has stolen it from you from without. So you cry for the affection of the people who violate you. See? And you have that love-hate relationship. You hate and then you feel guilty and then you look for the approval of the hate object. And then you get hurt again. And so on and so forth. And that's what happens with a government. They give you a solution to a problem, even if it just starts by giving you a solution to a problem, it's always the wrong one. If you ever wonder why government is always wrong, it's because it intends to be wrong. It doesn't intend to be right at all. But when it's wrong, everything gets worse. And when everything gets worse, like the recession we're in, well, what do? You cry to the government for answers. Well, they make sure that's the only place you can go, it's so bad. But then the solutions create bigger problems. And so pretty soon you're reduced to nothing. So you've got to be careful of what you accept, whether it's Medicare or anything. Watch for the handout. Watch for the average person who gives you a gift. Strings attached, so to speak. You don't see them at first. Actually, you feel honored. But you actually become enslaved. And these are the things you don't see. But this is my job. The fellow from Glenn Beck, from the television program, Fox News, he's flushing out the rats. I'm flushing you out of your head so that you can deal with the pressures of life. You have to be in the world, in your head, but not of your head, if you understand. Now, let me give you the phone number in case you want to call my office, 800-877-3227, concerning the seminar that's coming up, 4th of July. I've got my health back, thank you. It's been a long journey, and I've come back with a bucket load of information you never find in any medical journal. I've survived it. I've improvised lots of things to survive, and every part of me is well now. And because I had a good mind, but I got my body broken. And it's a long story, but everything gets better. And I can show you how that could be done, and you won't find this in any book. But if you get the CD, which is practically free, it's about $5, you go to the website, there's a FHU.com, there's a drop-down menu, it starts with $5, you can give more, fine. But you can download the CD and burn a disc for yourself. And then one for your friend. And then you'll see how quickly you get better, and then you can call me. Got a little problem? You call me, and I'll walk you through it. All right, now, do we have time for me to start the call, or am I too close to the break? Too break. So let me say then, please, if you find this program valuable, and you will if you stay tuned for the whole 2 hours, this is not a program you can listen just for a few minutes. And you need to participate. The best thing you can do if you want help is to call in yourself and tell on yourself. That's the best thing you can do. And then I will talk to you, and I'll draw you out and help you see things. And the very act of seeing them changes them. Now that's a very simple thing, because you're afraid to see them because you struggle with them and you get worse. So you stuff them down. That's where you go wrong. See, I already gave you a clue, but I haven't told you how to do it yet. All right. 800-877-3227. That's the number you call on the program. And write this down. 800-877. What number did I give just now? I gave the office number. 866-8883. See, I don't have a piece of paper. I'm not very good. I don't have any commercials prepared. So sometimes I'm kind of, let me give the international number. What is it? I can't read it, so it's no good. I've got to get some glasses. But anyway, especially in these days when things are not as good as they should be, including for me. All right, now we'll be right back after a station break. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line, and we'll take our calls. I have to do a commercial here, and I've got 4 minutes. And I don't like doing commercials because I have to ask for money. And I shouldn't have to. And for many people I don't, because they've been helped and they're paying it forward and I appreciate it. But those of you who I'm helping and have had the listening, say, for a year before you ever started, and then you start to get better, and you still haven't given anything yet, it's not fair. So why is it that you can give to a beggar in the street, or your nagging kids, or your nagging wife, make her happy, or give in to some kind of pressure because you feel guilty not to? But when it comes to a person like myself, it's a little bit more difficult. We'll discuss that in a little bit, because you tend to always give to people, the most undeserving people, and you suffer for it. You're a people pleaser, and you're giving yourself even to other people. And so I'm not asking you to do that. I want you to be your own person. And what I want is for you to, I would like to see it, and I think you want it yourself, to see that you know your relationships with other people are wrong, and that people pleasing and feeling guilty, you know, for not doing what they want, you know, so adopting their idea of right and wrong, not your own, is not a way to live. But there's a pull, there's a feeling that you yield to, and then and it doesn't apply to me. You don't have that natural feeling to share, you know, the good I've done you yet. You haven't crossed that threshold. And if you don't cross that threshold, all the things that you've learned won't be worth anything. Because technically, I'm not the source, but I'm the agent. And it costs money to be on this program. You see, it costs physical money. And I don't have a father that, you know, owns the mint. So it's only natural that I'm not demanding. I'm not saying it costs this much to get better. I say, if you get better, support me. And if you have a little reluctance to do that, and put your money other places, I'm not asking a lot. I'm asking a small, just something. If you don't have it, that little natural impulse to do the right thing by me, something's wrong. There's this little selfishness. I can't give it to you exactly free. I'm giving it freely. So if it doesn't work, you don't owe anything. If it does work, you don't really owe anything. It's only your conscience that needs to be your guide. Do you really owe something? That's what I'm talking about. Now, the address is Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And I'm up in Oregon here for the 4th of July seminar coming up, and it's going to be a very interesting 3 days. Bring your sickness, emotional, mental, physical, that no doctor can cure, and bring a good heart with you. Don't come if you don't see some good in what I'm saying, and feel that something good will come when you come to me there. All right, we'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now let's see. Your name is, I can't quite see it on the screen. It says Maloney? Melanie, okay, sorry. Melanie, how are you? Is she there? Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Mr. Masters.
Hi, Melanie.
I've talked to you once before, and I have to say, things have gotten kind of worse for me.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. I cut myself all the time, and I don't feel anything. And I don't, And now I have, now it's come to a decision where either I leave my family or, well, or I guess
oh, you failed. You just what?
I just fail, I guess. I don't know.
What does that mean? What does it mean you fail?
You don't have to fail.
You don't have to fail because I've tried to tell you, you know, just tell me what your family or the guilty party or parties, what do they do?
Well, my mom and dad weren't exactly the best of parents. Constant arguing, growing up, fighting.
Yes.
You name it. And then
yeah.
Recently they sent me to come live up here with my uncle, who's now my guardian, because of something that I did. And I'm just, I feel like I'm constantly disappointing them because of what I do to myself.
Is your uncle a nice man?
Yes, he's a very nice man.
Well, then why aren't you happy about that?
I don't know.
Well, see, it seems like you're trying to please him.
I don't think I'm trying to please anybody.
So what is it about you escaped from your home life, which is, you know, disaster. You have come to an uncle who's treating you well. Why can't you be upbeat? Well, what is stopping you from being upbeat? Well, here's an opportunity to straighten your life out. You have, you know, a decent environment. So now in that environment, you should be able to overcome your angers and hostilities and leave them behind. But you're not doing that. And that's the reason why you're holding on to the hatred, the judgments of your parents. And there's whatever the reasons are, they are not really valid. You're old enough to let your resentment towards your parents go and appreciate what you have. Until you let the resentment go, you can't appreciate what you have. Resentment is poison. It poisons faith. Actually, what resentment is, would you like to know what resentment really is? It is, it opens the door to hell on earth. And only hell entertains you and flits inside your head as thoughts, even suicide. It wants you dead. And it's come from a long line of your family. The history of civilization of the generations is what you just described. Your parents were like that, and their parents and parents and parents' parents and great 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 parents were all like that. And it was same old pattern, same old thing. And you have a chance for it to stop. The buck can stop with you. And all you have to do is realize that they don't know what they're doing, and you have me. And this, I don't know, whatever I am, I'm a little brighter than they are. And I can give you some good advice. You've got a nice home. You listen to me on radio. I'll send you a... Do you have my CD yet?
We have it downloaded.
Yes. Have you used it?
Yeah.
You don't. But you sound like you haven't used it much.
I guess not.
But you guess not. Well, what does that mean? That's not a clear... You haven't used it much? Have you? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I listen to it. We download it onto an iPod, and I listen to it whenever I get the chance.
But I know. You don't what? Yeah, but you're just listening to it, right? But you're not. Are you following the instructions? You could listen to it like music.
I felt it after trying, and well, not trying, just listening.
What happened? What happened? What did you feel?
I didn't feel anything. I felt like I knew what was around me, but I felt calm, I guess.
Yes.
And that was about it.
Yeah. Well. So, how many times have you done it?
Whenever I. Like
whenever that. Yeah, you're not committed. You see, so I tell you that if you use that CD or that iPod, however you get it, and if you sit quietly 2 or 3 times a day and make a point of listening to the instructions to become detached from your thoughts, you'll be able to exercise effortless control over them, and they will no longer be your master. You will be their master. And thoughts will come from you won't know where, but they're all positive. So your thoughts are all negative. Mine are all, I don't know what you call positive, they're just, I see this, I see that, wow, I see this, or I see I'm doing something wrong. Boom, it disappears.
Well, I know my thoughts are negative.
I know, but you resent knowing it. You resent knowing it. Arrogance, ego. You resent being told. Your conscience has become your enemy. It's really your friend. But because there's a part of you that's wrong, that controls you, and you identified with it, so it's really another self within you that thinks through you, and you think it's you thinking. And it wants things from you, it wants to do things, and it seems like it's you wanting to do them. And it's miserable and has negative thoughts, and you think you're guilty of negative thoughts. No, it's doing the thinking, you're just going along for the ride. You're out of control. It's in control. You are becoming transformed downwardly. Is this what you want in your life? I'm telling you, there's a better way. So you're effortlessly being dragged to your doom. You're like a lot of people. Being dragged, kicking and screaming. But you're struggling, and you cannot stop it. The more you struggle, the more you give into it. At the end of the struggle, you're so worn out that you say, oh God, I'll give into it. You need to not give into it to begin with. And I will show you how it's done. But you've got to be willing. And I'm not going to talk to you very much because, see, right now, you're dead. You're like a dead person I'm talking to. So what's the use? You know, if you don't want to help yourself, I'm not going to help you. And I'm giving you the tool to help you do it. Got it? And don't call me again until you're ready. That's enough already. I'm finished talking with you. All right, now take another call. Who's next? I'm going to read it. Anthony, how to keep from backsliding. What does that mean? How to keep from backsliding? From what?
As you know, Roy, I've called before.
Yes.
I had a problem with pornography.
Oh.
And then my kidneys went out. And it was the wake-up call, the humbling wake-up call.
Yes.
To help me, it's no longer a temptation anymore.
All right.
And should I recover? Should I recover from my kidneys?
I'm not quite sure what you're getting at here. Like, you try that again. So just start again. I understand about your kidneys, and I understand that you probably haven't got a problem with pornography anymore because you haven't got the get up and go, got up and went. But what are you asking me?
I'm asking you, should I get better and heal from my current situation? I don't know if I would have kicked my problem without
damage
to my
physical. No, you might not. That's true. The wake-up call is meant to just that, to wake you up to your sin. And you keep indulging, thinking it's getting better and better when you're getting worse and worse. It's a complete illusion. And all of a sudden, you burn out and you wake up with an illness. Or you wake up in jail somewhere. And so that's a wake-up call. And so what does it mean? Yes, it's true. We all have to have that wake-up call. It's very rare that a person becomes better without one. The first part of your life is meant for you to waste.
So what I'm getting at is, should I get better, however means necessary?
Don't even go there. It's silly. To draw me into that argument or discussion I'd be a fool. Because you say, well, should I get better because my kidneys went out and then my kidneys get better Did I do it for the right reason? Then you fall back into guilt again. Because I wouldn't have found God unless I was sick, so maybe it's all selfish. I mean, you don't want to get in that kind of tangle, please. Don't even think like that. Let it be a wake-up call. You're sinning. You're losing yourself. And losing yourself in the uprush of the feeling. And that's all because you've had women before, and they've had you before, and they've been feeding off of you. You know, only the worst kind of women can have you, people like yourself. And so, but then so you get so afraid of women, you would sort of go solo. You have sex without a partner in your brain. I get it. All right? But now it's killing you. You can never get away from the spirit of the... You can't get away from your drug pusher. There is even states of mind where you don't need drugs anymore because your mind will play the tricks for you that the drugs used to do. The mind becomes like a dog that will do the tricks after it's learned. It's conditioned by the drugs. You can forget the drugs. The mind can do it all by itself. I mean, anger is a drug. That's why people won't give it up. Because it puts a misty screen, a cloudy screen over reality so that while you're angry and judgmental, you can't see the terrible judgment that's on you and the terrible things that are about to befall you. You don't want to see them. You want a little longer, wronger. I get it. So don't ask such a silly question. That is a silly question. Just let it be a wake-up call and be glad you can wake up. Not enough people in the world know how to wake up. They don't even know they're asleep. Didn't I not say in the beginning of this program that a hypnotized person does not know he's hypnotized? Most of the world don't even know they're hypnotized. They don't know they're walking around in a sort of a trance, controlled by government, this or that. Pot, drugs, alcohol, women, whatever. Come on now, snap out of it, will you? Next call, please. Oh, 30 seconds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, seminar coming up soon, in 4th of July. I'll be 6 hours a day approximately with you. And bring me the worst problem that no one else can solve. And if you have a good heart and like what I'm saying, then you can have hope and you go home better. Because most people do. And most people will leave this program tonight a lot better than they found it. And a few more evenings like this, you'll be free. We'll be right back. Well, I was going to do a Cannes commercial, but I think better of it. I would like to promote the Sunday morning sessions. If you can't come to the ranch on the 4th of July or can't afford to come, a lot of you cannot. But what is almost as good are the Sunday morning talks, because you can text message and it's like being there because it's television. It is, high definition television, and it's the Sunday morning conversations, we call it. I don't like Sunday morning preaching. We're a church. I'm not like any other. I don't want you dependent. I want you a free person. I haven't got any rules you follow, except your own heart. And I will show you how to do that, and you'll be free from everybody. You'll be free from your illness, your disease, your suffering. And if you have any suffering, you'll be suffering for the right reasons, and that will be good for you. I will show you how to turn adversity into advantage. Were it not for the adversity, there'd be no advantage. It's very valuable. Adversaries are very valuable. So, for information, you go to the web. FHU.com. Foundation of Human Understanding. FHU.com. If you are a first-time listener, go to the web and download the CD. And it's very inexpensive. And $5 and whatever you want to pay, the drop-down menu. And use it for a little bit. But you will get a message back that says you have a free membership, access to lots of other things. One of them is the Sunday morning talks. And other things, refeeds of this program. And I think you'll find it very, very worthwhile. And it's free. And there's another level if you want to go there, just for the pure enjoyment of, research, but what you will get is well, I can't describe it. It's so simple. In other words, you don't have to study a lot. You only have to realize, I'm trying to get you to realize one simple thing, one simple thing. If I can use all these words to get you to understand one simple thing, it's all over. You start to get better from the top down. And the doctors will say, what's happened to him? He's terminal. Okay, now, FHU.com, please. Support the program by writing to Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, and the office number, business hours, West Coast time, is 800-877-3227. We'll be right back.
To Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I got two callers this evening that just didn't want to know anything. They're just throwing questions at me. And one of them was silly, and one just, well, I just have to throw her back on herself a little bit. And maybe she'll think better of playing with me. I'm not somebody you can play with. And I know I may seem to be a little bit mean, but never mind. I have my reasons for doing things, and you may not like them, and I don't care. All right, now, let's see. Who could you read this to me? I can't. And what does he want? Well, a lot of energy, negative energies always comes from being angry all the time. Hello, Tom, in Connecticut?
Yes, sir.
Well, you have this a negative energy. Well, anger just opens the door to that, you know, resentment and anger. It's not actually anger. The correct word is resentment.
Right.
Animals are incapable of resentment. They're capable of only anger, flight or fight. But resentment introduces you into that realm. So you are immersed in a realm, an element that you don't belong as a human.
Right.
So you need to sort of stand back from your thoughts and find a new ground of being.
Right.
It's like getting out of the water where all the sharks are and getting in a boat and then going shark fishing. It's a lot safer, not being immersed in the element.
Right, right. I appreciate your program. I have your book, Adam and Eve Syndrome, and I'm glad your health is back. And
But how can I help you, though? But how you've got the wrong book. You've got the wrong book. It's a good book. But you got the wrong one to start with. You need to get these two, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well and
right.
How to Conquer Negative Emotion. Just those two. And
okay.
you don't need any more than that, but you have to have the CD. You got to get the CD.
All right.
Be Still and Know. And that's very cheap, inexpensive. And so for very little money, you'll have enough to last you for the next couple of years.
Right.
Because I don't want you to read the book and study it. I want you to open the book at any. The books are not to be read from cover to cover. Anytime you feel like it, open one of the books and just flip the pages and stop wherever you want and read until something goes, wow, I never saw
right.
that before. Close the book. You got your broken link for the day. That realization will break the link. What you come to and say, wow, I never saw I was doing that. That's what's wrong with me. That is the link. That particular link breaks as you see it.
Well,
there's no effort. There's no effort.
Right. I wouldn't say my attitude is really anger-based, more strictness of morals, where I'm trying to take a stand morally with people.
Well, you mean you're rigid.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be rigid. You can't. I don't take a stand with people. I move around people. I'm happy-go-lucky. Liberals, conservatives, drunks. I don't care who they are. I'm just an ordinary fellow. And if you need some help, I'd be glad to explain it to you. And I usually bring the conversation, but I don't push my ideas. You never want to push your ideas on someone. Otherwise, you get rejected, and you feel rejected, and that brings anger out of you.
Right.
And that's not a good thing. So you've got to give up your religious high horse stuff.
Hmm.
You got to get off your high
horse. What about accountability?
I don't know where they're going with accountability. I live every day of my life is a simple thing. I'm accountable to turn left and turn right. I'm accountable to seeing what's right and doing it and shrinking from wrong and not doing it. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, you don't need to put a name to it.
But we can't help others be accountable in their own lives.
Well, that's if they don't want to be accountable, why does it bother you? That's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does affect you, it still you must not learn to resent it, because
right.
That's where you try. That's how you triumph over it, by not being infected by their unaccountability. So
yeah.
They steal from you, so they're not accountable, and so they take your money, and so okay, so you're involved with a person that's not accountable, but you have to learn to bear the pain and not resent it, at least. So you may lose your money, but you don't want to go after it with your soul.
Right.
Well, Jesus says, you know, if a man, you know, steals your socks, give him your underwear also, or something like that. And give him your cloak also. I mean, it's just an attitude. And if you have an attitude, someone steals something from you, and you let it go, you let that person go, you've let your attachment to material things go at the same time. It's more than meets the eye. Okay?
But contracts, what about legal process? I mean,
I've been screwed legally lots of times, so what can I do? I learned to live with it. Okay? I'm accused of things all the time. I live to live with it. And I don't let it get me down. That's my triumph. That's their failure. I grow, they get bitter. I get better. Are you doing, it's what about this and what about that? If you start meditating, you'll know what I'm talking about. You're not even close yet. Not one person this evening has been close to sanity in their asking of their question. Not one single person this evening. But I'm not going to force myself on people. And I'm asking Mike to be more careful with the calls. I'm better off not having these calls, if you don't mind, Mike. Don't give them to me. Because it just spoils the program, see. I don't need these people. I want to wait for them to call with a good heart. That's what I need. And if you don't hear that, I don't know what...
If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters' radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?" He said,
"Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com.